I've been watching Bitcoin's recent move, and honestly, it feels like more than just hype. It looks like a mix of macro positioning, corporate adoption, and real investment in crypto infrastructure.
Exactly. The interesting part is that a lot of it is being framed around the not QE trade.
I love that label, actually. It's catchy, but it points to something real. The U.S. Treasury buying back bonds isn't the same thing as the Fed doing traditional QE.
Right, and that distinction matters. Traditional QE is a monetary policy move. The Fed buys government bonds, injects liquidity, lowers borrowing costs, and supports risk assets.
So the not QE trade is different because it's fiscal, not monetary.
That's the key. The Treasury is buying back its own debt, which reduces the supply of outstanding government bonds.
And that can help stabilize the bond market, ease pressure on yields, and improve expectations around liquidity.
That matters for Bitcoin because it's very sensitive to real interest rates, dollar strength, and liquidity. Even indirect fiscal support can spark risk-on positioning in crypto.
It really does feel like Bitcoin is acting like a liquidity-sensitive asset here.
Historically, when investors expect softer financial conditions, Bitcoin often rallies.
And I think the question in the market has shifted. It's not just will the Fed ease anymore. It's also, are fiscal actions supporting financial stability?
That broadens the macro drivers behind Bitcoin's price action. And the narrative itself can matter too.
Oh, absolutely. Once traders start labeling a trade, it can spread quickly and reinforce positioning.
It can, but corporate activity is adding another layer of support.
This is the part I find really exciting. Metaplanet's expansion into the United States is significant because it shows Bitcoin becoming more integrated into corporate balance sheets and long-term financial strategy.
Yes, companies holding Bitcoin are not just trading it. They're treating it as a strategic asset.
That's a big difference. It can broaden the investor base beyond retail traders and hedge funds, while creating more durable, less speculative demand.
And the U.S. is especially important for crypto adoption because of its deep capital markets, regulatory visibility, and institutional infrastructure.
If firms like Metaplanet can operate more effectively there, it may help normalize Bitcoin as a mainstream corporate asset class rather than a niche alternative.
Meanwhile, Cypherpunk's reported $33 million commitment to Zcash mining shows that proof-of-work networks continue to attract serious capital.
That's important, too. It demonstrates that crypto investment is not limited to Bitcoin or speculative trading.
Mining commitments like this are often about long-term positioning in hash rate, energy access, and network security.
Exactly. They reinforce the idea that crypto is an evolving technological and industrial ecosystem, not just a trading market.
For investors, the key takeaway is that Bitcoin's current rally is not driven by a single factor.
It reflects a broader realignment in how markets view liquidity, fiscal policy, corporate strategy, and crypto infrastructure.
Bitcoin may continue to be sensitive to treasury operations, rate expectations, and macro positioning, but it is also becoming more embedded in corporate balance sheets and mining economics.
And that combination could make it more resilient, even if macro conditions remain uncertain.
The asset is no longer moving only in response to Fed policy.
It's also responding to fiscal actions, corporate adoption, and industrial investment across the crypto stack.
If these trends continue, Bitcoin may keep finding new ways to move higher, not only when the Fed eases, but when the broader financial system starts behaving as if it already has.